He was at his studio by 8:30. His painting of Aphrodite seemed to have a mocking expression. He then realised he didn't have any tobacco. It was still a few minutes before 9. There was time to go up to the tobacconist on the corner. In case Rose Rose arrived while he was away, he left the studio door open. He bought a morning paper. Rose would probably be 20 minutes late at the least. But on his return, he found his model was already there. "Good morning, Miss Rose. You've kept your promise." He threw his cigarette into the stove, picked up his brush, and started work. For some time he thought of nothing else. There was no relaxing on the part of the model, no sign of fatigue. "We'll have a rest now, Miss Rose," he said cheerily. At the same moment he felt human fingers drawn lightly across the back of his neck. He turned round. There was nobody there. He turned back again to his model. Rose Rose had disappeared. With great care he put down his palette and brushes. He called, "Where are you, Miss Rose?" His voice sounded loud and frightened. He repeated his question, but there was no reply. Nervously he stepped behind the screen, and suddenly he realised that the model had never been there at all. He walked over to the back door. He had locked it on his return from the tobacconist. The door was still locked. Slowly he went back, sat down in the chair, and lit a cigarette. Undoubtedly he had been working very hard lately, but he was not aware of behaving strangely. He did not feel ill, but at this moment he was absolutely terrified. With a great effort he tried to behave normally. He picked up the newspaper and started to read. It was certain he could do no more work for that day anyhow. But his model, Miss Rose, he really believed she had been there. He read the newspaper carefully. Then his eye fell on a paragraph headed Motor Fatalities. He read that Miss Rose, an artist's model, had been knocked down by a car in the Fulham Road about 7 o'clock on the previous evening, that the owner of the car had stopped and taken her to hospital, and that she had died within a few minutes of arriving there. Sefton sat motionless for a few moments, and then he rose from his seat, and opening a large pocket knife, he walked slowly towards the picture. He looked at the face in the painting smiling at him. He felt strangely calm. But the picture...